Dictation, 8th of March, patient William. McKenzie, capital M-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E, date of birth, 10-26-1959. William McKenzie has been seen in the office since 2020, Piparga. Previous diagnosis, number one, new onset type 2 diabetes, hyperosmolar precoma in 2020. Number two, long-term insulin administration. Number three, hypertension. Number four, dyslipidemia, per paragraph. Current medication, Lantus, 18 units in the AM and 10 units at bedtime, comma, nifedipine exhaled 60 milligrams daily, comma, Novolox 6 units 3 times a day, comma, lisinopril 40 milligrams daily, comma, spironolactone 25 milligrams daily, comma, atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, comma, carvedilol 25 milligrams daily, per paragraph. His blood sugar control is fair, but improved at the present time, per paragraph. His recent hemoglobin A1C is 7.2%, per paragraph. General review is unremarkable. Trust systems evaluated, paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 144/80, comma, weight 224 pounds. The BMI is 34, per. The heart's normal, the lungs are clear, per. The peripheral examination is grossly intact, per paragraph. Recent lab studies, colon, vitamin D low at 13.5, comma, TSH 1.33, comma, LDL cholesterol 64, comma, period, paragraph. Impression, type 2 diabetes with fair control on his current program, period, paragraph. I've asked him to take vitamin D 1,000 units daily and have changed his Lantus to 18 units in the morning and 12 units at bedtime while continuing the Novolog 3 times a day, per paragraph. He's encouraged to follow an appropriate diet, come and follow with the eye specialist and podiatrist, per paragraph. As I am retiring in the near future, comma, I've advised that he continue with his to follow with his primary care physician and new endocrinologist, per paragraph, in the dictation.